Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds teacher turnover spiked this year in Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska reports.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum looked at teacher turnover numbers from 2009 to 2023. Researchers found 11.5% of the state's teachers either left or moved each year. But in the last school year, that number rose to almost 16%. That's the highest turnover rate in the state in the 14 years that they studied. Turnover rates are higher in smaller communities and among teachers of color. The Policy Forum's Sarah Shaw says high turnover isn't necessarily a sign that anything is wrong. She says reasons could include better opportunities, the pandemic, or retirements. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
There's a growing effort to curb the rise of Wisconsinites committing suicide with a gun. In 2022, the state of Wisconsin reported more than 500 suicides for the first time in the state's history. More than half of those involved a firearm. The Gunshop Project is a growing effort by gun shop owners. The effort provides in-depth training for gun shop employees to identify indicators during a gun sale. The program also allows gun owners to store their firearms at the shop during times of crisis. Legislation to bolster the program in Wisconsin has failed in recent years, not gaining enough bipartisan support to pass. A Wisconsin congressman was in Syria yesterday. It's the first known Syrian trip by an American lawmaker in 6 years. More from Terry Bell.
Wisconsin's Scott Fitzgerald and two other U.S. House Republicans made an hour-long visit to the opposition-held area of northwest Syria. Two people familiar with the trip confirmed the visit but were not authorized to publicly talk about it. The lawmakers reportedly met with leaders of the opposition. They also spoke with people heading humanitarian efforts. The United Nations says 300,000 civilians died in the first 10 years of the Syrian conflict. The opposition is resisting forces allied with Syrian President Bashar Assad, including Russia. The fighting has been going on for almost 12 and a half years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin environmentalist says he's disturbed by what Republicans said about climate change at last week's debate in Milwaukee. Robert Craig runs Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says climate change can be reversed if political leaders do the right thing.
But if we have a lot of folks who refuse to lead and in fact do the bidding of the big fossil fuel interests, then it's going to be a much more difficult challenge, and the consequences could be dire.
Craig says only two of the eight Republican candidates for president in Milwaukee acknowledge man-made climate change is real. Craig was on WISC-TV's For the Record program yesterday. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The average gasoline prices in Wisconsin fell 9.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $3.57 per gallon. The national average has also fallen 4 cents, which is the first time in weeks. Analysts at Gas Buddy say the drop may be short-lived. One of the nation's largest refineries was forced to partially shut down after a fire at a storage tank. We could see further disruption of gas supplies with more tropical activity. Refinery issues continue to put upward pressure on wholesale gasoline prices. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is already planning for Halloween with their WRPD Haunted Walkthrough. They're inviting businesses and organizations to participate in the event taking place on October 28th. Visit their Facebook page to fill out a form to participate. This family-friendly event will take place from noon to 3 on October 28th. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Padres. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers extended their 8-game winning streak with a 10-6 win over the San Diego Padres in front of over 36,000 fans at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Down 4-2, Milwaukee's Rowdy Tellez got things going in the sixth.
2-1 to Tellez, and a swing and a line drive right field. That is down off the fence. Can is in. Terang is in. Monasterio the third. Rowdy Tellez with a double. We're tied at four.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The game got off to a rocky start when Adrian Hauser left with an injury, replaced by reliever Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, you lose your starter after two innings. You don't want to do too much damage to your bullpen. And for Bryce to go out and deliver four innings and then four scoreless innings that give you a chance to win the game, that's a great effort.
Manager Craig Counsell on why the Brewers right-hander had to leave the game.
So it's just some right elbow like swelling, essentially. It's not in the, you know, the ligament, the UCL area, but he did have elbow stiffness, and that's, for a pitcher, you got to take you out of the game when that's going on. I think we're at the risk of certainly missing a start.
The Brewers open up a three-game series tonight in Chicago against the Cubs. First pitch at Wrigley Field, 7:05. Racing at the Milwaukee Mile. Grant Enfinger the winner at the NASCAR 175-mile event held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. NFL over the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys trading for 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. San Francisco drafted him 3 years ago with the number 3 overall pick in the first round. Dallas got him for a fourth-round pick. The Packers beat the Seahawks Saturday 19-15. Packers running back, number 31, Emmanuel Wilson, led the NFL with most yards rushing in the preseason. Was it enough to make the team?
I feel pretty good. I'm not going try to get too level-headed. If it's here, I'm blessed. If it's somewhere else, I'm blessed too.
That's Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun and give away shirts, people.
Woo-hoo!
That's shirts. Our main job today.
This week, we're the shirt giveaway station.
Yes.
That's
We are here to clothe you. That is part of what we are doing. We have a new brand, Logos, that we're going to be rolling out throughout the next couple of weeks, and we're excited about. We'll get into that in a moment. I've got a couple of other fun places to get to with our show today that we're looking forward to. But first, we kick things off the way we like to with our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Everybody say a good morning to Mr. Paul Trombley.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How's your week starting out?
Good so far. We're enjoying, at least I know I am, the nice blue skies that we've got here in central Wisconsin. I don't know what's coming, though, Paul. I have no idea. Looking at the forecast, I can't figure out necessarily what's going to happen today, tomorrow, in the next 5 minutes. You know this a little bit better than the most of us, so I'll let a professional talk about it.
All right. No, we'll take the reins on that.
Yeah.
Still looking at a pretty quiet day here for us, and comfortable weather continues throughout the week as we'll stay with a high at about 82 with a southwest wind 5-15. Cool front coming in tonight, could touch off a couple showers and storms as we get more to the evening hours. So a few of those passing through, lows in the upper 50s, and then a shower chance early Tuesday, and then partly sunny, 75 tomorrow with a northwest wind 10-15. Cooling down to 47 Tuesday night with clear skies, and then mid-70s sunny skies for Wednesday, 51 Wednesday night. From there, we'll start to get up with those temps as we get closer to the weekend, 81 Thursday. Still sunny and dry Friday and Saturday, upper 80s Friday and Saturday. Looking at some 90-degree temps possible by Sunday into Monday, so it looks like a hotter Labor Day coming up here for us, but still comfortable throughout most of this week anyway. Happy to have this, Paul Trombley.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good weekend. Yeah, definitely enjoyed the cooler temps and got outside to enjoy a little bit of that. How about you guys?
Oh, good. We had a pretty good weekend around here. We're going to do a little round robin and catch up on that in a moment here. One thing that we're doing this week, Paul, and this is the last week we get to do this, our local town is has a new dog park, and we're collecting names to name the new dog park. We've got some good ones so far, but you've got the week here. If you think of a good dog park name, Paul, you got to get it to us, okay?
I will. I'll be brainstorming. Excellent.
That was good. That was so good. God, you're good. Best of the business. We appreciate you, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you guys do.
That was good. That was great, Paul. That was so good. Yeah, that is good. We appreciate Paul and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Joins us Monday through Friday right in this time slot. Looking forward to hanging out with him again tomorrow.
I wonder if Paul understands how much people enjoy the Weather Eye folks around here. I was talking to someone this weekend who was like, you know what? I tried to find our normal weather, you know, on the every 20 minutes, Jennifer Wojcicki.
Yeah,
and he's like, I was trying to find her online, but I don't know how to spell her last name. So I said, no, you need to go to this website to see. There you go. Yeah. There's stars around here. They love them.
You're not the only one. I've heard some things too. We do appreciate them. How was everybody's weekend, Melissa? How was yours?
It was good. I actually got to go up to Duluth and go on a murder mystery train ride.
Awesomeness.
God, I don't know if I've ever been more jealous of you. Oh, that sounds awesome. I don't know what word I liked more of that sentence. Going up to Duluth, train, murder mystery, like all of that sounded really good. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a Dirty Dancing meets Freddy Krueger theme. So we were all dressed kind of 50s-ish theme. And it was just two actors. We had cocktails up in the observation deck of the train because, you know, this is an old-timey train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they escorted us down to the dining car and had our first act and then our food and then the second act with the wrap up, and everybody had to, you know, determine who was the killer, and our entire group failed at that. But one of our group, it was her birthday, so of course, and she got to play one of the roles because they chose different people that were to be part of their cast, and so of course most of us picked her.
right on.
But she wasn't the murderer, so yeah.
But she could be, at least for a few moments. She could have been the murderer.
Oh, that is cool. Very cool. Good to hear. Thanks for sharing that. Seth, how was yours?
It was good. My parents are in town this weekend, so we got to do a little visiting with them. And yesterday, we got to do the our secret family recipe enchiladas.
Ooh.
See, now this is you can't just make them because you got to set up an assembly line because this is not a small batch of enchiladas. And I should say it's an old, you know, secret family recipe. Not our family's, but it is a secret family recipe.
I've never heard of that. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
But these are the fabulous enchiladas, and they're so much fun to make because you get everyone involved in the family to put them together, and they're fun to eat, and it's just it was great. It was a lot of fun this weekend.
Really good to hear.
Yeah,
very good to hear. That is awesome, man. That's very good. And happy to hear the anytime you can have family in town, that always feels good and nice. Very, very cool. I wanted to get into our new logos and talk some logos.
Wait, what happened on your weekend? You can't slide by here.
Yeah, it is.
I just didn't even think of me. Honestly, I wasn't trying to. No, it was a good weekend. A busy weekend, of course, because I don't have a non-busy weekends. But one of those weekends where you're trying to cram so much in. My normal weekends are busy as it is, but then I throw in two drafts this weekend. Back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, had our NFL drafts for our fantasy football, which is really, for those that don't play fantasy sports, this is an excuse for guys to talk and catch up. I get together with these guys a couple times a year, and in fact, one of them, Seth, is a part of now.
Yep.
And when we get together, we may start out talking about, hey, who are you going to draft? But within minutes, I'm hearing about things that we just don't text each other. You know, one of my best friends found out lost his job a couple months ago and everything, and he's looking for different work and all and stuff. And I didn't even know, you know. And it's not like we keep these things from each other. It's just not in our instincts to give this information,
share that stuff, right?
So for me, I get into the sports. I like winning. I have fun with drafting and everything, but that's the main course to me. And so I got not only did I get to catch up with a bunch of friends over the weekend. But I got to see my goddaughter, Ray, who I haven't seen in a while. Good morning, Ray. She's just adorable, just a wonderful little girl. And so that was great. That was a fun weekend. Yeah, it was good. I'm exhausted. I've slept two. I counted it out this morning. I've slept maybe 3 or 4 hours over this weekend.
Jeez.
Not healthy. Not healthy.
No, this is when you're supposed to recharge.
Not a good idea. But it was worth it. I'm not going to complain. It was worth it.
You know, this is the first time I did the football draft.
Yeah.
You know, because I haven't played fantasy football in ages. And I didn't realize it takes like a couple hours. I was like, wow, this is kind of surprising. What you should have done is, since there's that little notification when it's your turn, just take naps in between, you know? Yeah. The ding. Oh, I'm up. I'm ready. What's next?
It normally doesn't take that long. I'll tell you that. It was so bad. There were points where my dad, I could hear him just making noises. And especially when you would pick somebody he wanted. Oh, come on!
Because like, I was right before him, right? Yeah,
I was right before him, so it was great. It was really good. It was a fun weekend. And it's a fun time right now here at the studios. There is a vibe. There is an excitement. We walk in this building. New logos.
Yeah.
We are so excited to finally get these out there and in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to be doing on our stations, WIRI and WFHR, respectively, is every day over the next couple of weeks, going to be giving away a shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to start out this week giving away shirts, WIRI shirts on WIRI and WFHR shirts right here.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a concept that I came up with. No, it's what we do. It's, of course, what you do. But next week, I want to flip it.
That's cool.
Mm. I want to flip it and do it opposite and everything. We are in this beautiful thing where part of the reason we're doing this is we wanted our logos to match the other Civic Media logos.
Mm-hmm.
And they do now. And we all look like a very good everybody's under the same umbrella and a happy family.
Yep.
The other part of this, too, is to show how much our two stations are in unison and working together. And I'm very excited about that aspect of it, just as much as the logos.
Right.
This is pretty cool that we're able to do this and that we have the fan base to be able to pull this off.
I agree.
And we want to celebrate our fans. We want to celebrate our listeners out there and get you shirts. So be listening for that in this show, of course, between now and 10 o'clock. We'll give you an opportunity to call in. Get us not only your shirt size, but your shirt and what you love about these stations.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're going to be asking you, is what's something that stands out to you that we do that you enjoy. And we're looking forward to hearing from you about this.
And in fact, I'm planning on doing a couple of my shows. I'm doing them live. I usually record them, but I want to give away shirts, so I want to get in on this.
Yeah.
So I want to do my shows live. I can't do Trail Tunes this week because we got football coming up, but we'll get into that later. But Trail Tunes, Seth Faces the Music. Yep. I'll be doing some live ones so I can give away shirts.
Awesome.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about this, and I'd love to be able to pull off a live director's cut. I think that would be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
We can bring in another artist or something like
that.
That'd
be cool.
We got a lot of this going on. We also, and this is between us, all right? You can spread the word if you want, but we are going to be naming our chickens soon, too, on WIRI.
That's right.
We're going to have a contest for that. We had Jorge stop by this morning. We were touching base with him about that, and I've talked with Rebecca about it, too. And it's been a lot of fun, you guys. We've been really enjoying this, and we've been building this and working on this for months, and we are finally here to get these in your hands. Woo. Be on the lookout and be listening for the new logos and opportunities to get these shirts.
All right.
For now, we'll move out of the way because we got a lot of other stuff coming up. Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with the kitchens open.
Oh, it's Monday, isn't it? Oh, goodness.
It is.
Melissa's magnificent segment sponsored by our good friends at the Southwood County YMCA. It's coming up for us in there, and we'll have some entertainment news. I want to talk dog park with everybody. In our entertainment section, we've just got a couple of notes, and then we're going to talk a lot about the dog park and naming the new dog park. And I have three names that I have come up with.
Okay.
And you all, along with our audience, is going to help me decide which one I'm going to submit.
All right.
All right. Okay. By the end of the week, I want to have that figured out.
Yes.
Because I can't decide.
Really? What a shocker.
Real shocker. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who believes family is what mealtime is all about, let our guest Emmy share what she loves about Culver's.
From the moment my family walked in, we knew Culver's was the place for us. There's just something nice about a cook-to-order butterburger and creamy fresh frozen custard that tastes like it was made just for you. But time with family, now that's what's really special.
Stop in and experience what mealtime means at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Venue. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We dive right into the birthdays and anniversaries, and we have one set of names on the list today, so nobody has to work. We can just go
day off. Nice.
Do some celebrating here. Happy 30th anniversary to Sandra and Rick Green.
Oh,
Sandra,
congratulations.
Rick. Yeah. 30th. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
30th anniversary.
30 is good.
30.
That's a big deal.
A traditional gift for a 30th anniversary was a pearl. Now it's a diamond.
Yeah, whoa.
Mm.
Inflation, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
My goodness.
And it really knocked it up there. I'm so sorry about that, you guys.
I thought it was just a pearl.
Happy anniversary, you two. That's a beautiful one. Thank you so
Very
much
cool.
for celebrating with us. We want more of these. Get them to us, everybody. Send us your birthdays and anniversaries to info@WFHR.com or james.mailiff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up 424-2600.
Yes, indeed.
Join the conversation. Mm-hmm. We'd love to
we
hear from you.
We want to celebrate with you.
We do.
Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays right now. One of my favorite newer voices I've heard in the last about 10 years or whatever it is, Florence Welch is 37 today.
Yes.
Ooh.
Leader of Florence and the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually one of the stories in our entertainment section today. We'll talk more about her a little bit later.
All right.
What a beautiful voice. When I first heard Dog Days Are Over, I was like, okay, I like this song. I'm going to listen to it the rest of my life. It's pretty cool. But then I see that she's going to be on SNL, and this is the big standard for me. So many acts over the years have been on SNL, and I've seen so many of them. I love their song. I see them on SNL. They're not very good live, and I just can't get into their song anymore. It ruins it for me a little bit. That's on me. I'm not putting that on the artist, although you should be able to perform your songs live.
You should be, right, yeah.
I see her on SNL, and it's one of the, like, I can count on one hand how many times this has happened where I liked the song, I love the song now, and I became a fan of the artist, not just the one song they had, the hit single, but I've now listened to, like, many songs from her and everything.
Yeah.
That woman's voice and her, it's not so much her vocal range to me, it's her vocal control.
Yep.
And you two would know this way better than I ever will, and singers out there will understand this on a level that I never could. But she does things control-wise with her voice that I don't get. Like, I don't know how you do that.
Yep.
I'm not sure I didn't know you could without a computer. There's impressive, and there's stuff where I'm speechless. And her voice makes me speechless.
What makes it for her special is that, and Melissa, I don't know if you've heard much of her music, but it's the control with the power.
Yeah.
It's both. Yeah. She's got a very powerful voice, but she can modulate it. She can bring it down. She's got such control over it. That's a rare thing for a singer, and she's got something special there.
Yeah, takes a lot of work to
it does,
that
and a lot
in.
Of practice too. Like it, you
see,
yeah. mm-hmm.
it mm-hmm. feels like you see guys that are athletes that are they're stopped and then on a dime they can go to 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can speed, they can go so fast. Lionel Messi is known for this. You watch him in a soccer game and he's one of the only guys, he's just walking around. And then all of a sudden you blink and he's moving and he's so fast and so agile and everything. She does this thing where I hear so many singers seem to have to build up, like Whitney Houston or somebody like that, to the big note. She just hits it.
Yep.
She just goes right there.
She
like, no, doesn't need to build up.
Soft, quick, slow, up and down, just like on a dime.
So
like
impressive.
Said. Yep.
And it just as impressive voice, Leanne Rimes is 41 today. How Do I Live? So many others. But we were talking about this on West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Blue is it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that she hasn't had other notable songs. How Do I Live is one of those ones where her and another artist, you know, it's kind of known to Four. They both have their claims to that song. But Blue is hers.
Yeah,
that's, I've heard all other artists do it, but I ain't heard it like that to this day. Yeah. Like as long as I live, I hear that song and it'll give me goosebumps.
Good stuff.
Quite an artist. Jake Owen is 42 today. Barefoot Blue, Gene Knight, Beechin, a couple of other hits he has.
Lots of country folk today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great singer in his own right. I may not be able to put him in the realm of the other singers we were just talking about, but I like Jack Black's voice.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, he's a very accomplished singer,
definitely,
I think.
Definitely. Yeah. I think better than your average person would realize.
It's the material he writes and chooses to sing. Yeah, he doesn't take it very seriously. That's exactly.
Mm-hmm. I am, though, a big fan of his.
Yeah.
He'd be one of those people, if I met and he was a jerk, would really hurt me. I'd be like, oh, not you too, Jack. Like,
It just seems I don't think that's the case.
No,
he really doesn't seem like one of those. He seems like actually one of these people that the more he is in the public eye, the more comfortable he gets, and the more I hear, at least, that he's more in tune with fans and that. Mm-hmm. So.
That's cool.
Billy Boyd is 55, Pippin in Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Billy Boyd.
Great actor.
His accent is so awesome.
Such a great accent. And another amazing voice, Shania Twain, 58 today.
Wow.
One of the icons of country music.
Mm-hmm.
And back touring, doing the Vegas thing and stuff.
She's climbed back into it. Not always an easy thing to do either, by the way. No. You take a break like she did.
It shows you how hard it is where even an artist like her, and as big as she was, is still had to struggle to kind of get back.
Take some time,
The wonderful Jennifer Coolidge is 62. A lot of people might know her as like Stifler's mom on the American Pie movies, but she has done such a great job of building off of that.
Mm.
And I think more people know her from like The White Lotus and shows like that now, or commercials she's done. I like her a lot. She's a great one. The great, the magnificent Scott Hamilton is 65 today.
Oh,
Olympian gold medal winning figure skater.
Bald is beautiful.
Scott also yes he is. Scott also beat cancer. I'm thankful for that. Great athlete. Loved watching Mr. Hamilton.
And I tell you what, even if you never saw him skate, you've heard him because he's been doing color for like forever.
It's true.
The Olympics and other skating things. Yeah,
I think it was during the last Winter Olympics. My dad actually brought that up of how many people probably know him now for that.
Just for that, for being that the color commentator. Yeah,
it's interesting how that happens too. I think that happened with John Madden.
I think you're right.
Where a lot of people didn't even realize the guy
was a coach.
It's pretty fascinating. And let me see here. Daniel Stern is 66. Fantastic actor.
Mm-hmm.
City Slickers, Home Alone, The Wonder Years. He was the adult voice of Kevin on The Wonder Years.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, good actor.
And he played in Home Alone,
That's right.
That's what I recognize him from.
Yeah, he was so good in the Home Alone movies. Yeah, he was very good in those. Let me see here. Wayne Osmond is 72 from the Osmonds.
Yet another Osmond, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I just don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Donnie and Marie's brother. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, one of those musician Osmonds. And singer.
Yep.
Okay.
The fourth oldest.
Okay.
Oh. David Soule is 80. Hutch on Starsky and Hutch.
Yes.
and the star of the original Salem's Lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
that. He was in the original miniseries back in the day.
Oh, wow.
One back of the stars of it.
1980s, wow.
And the great Roxy Rocker wraps up our people no longer with us. Born in 1929, passed away in 1995. The wonderful Helen Willis on The Jeffersons.
Aw.
She is also halfly responsible for Lenny Kravitz, as she is Lenny's mom.
Oh, okay. I'll give her that. No, just kidding. No, Lenny's good.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Great actor.
Very good.
There were very similar to the Honeymooners or I Love Lucy or certain shows, All in the Family. It's where it got its start from and spun off of. Not one bad actor.
All very good.
All those actors on those shows, just flawless cast. You would not change one person, take one person out, put another in.
Mm-hmm.
She was a big part of that. I think Roxy was a big part of that. Underrated, appreciated part of the Jeffersons and that.
And now I want to see Amazon Women on the Moon.
Yeah. Whoa!
Film she was in 1987.
Yeah.
I forgot she was in that.
Oh, goodness.
Was that the one with Jeff? No.
Michelle Pfeiffer and Griffin. Yeah. Griffin Dunn.
Wow, Griffin Dunn had a time there in the 80s.
Yeah,
too.
It's basically a kind of a sequel to Kentucky Fried Movie, because that was the whole team behind that too. Yeah,
there's certain movies like that I hear and I get shocked by the nostalgia and then I cringe when I think about
it. Yeah, there's a little cringy there.
There's like, oh, there's certain movies like it's bad when it's not just the movie; it's like the movie title would get canceled nowadays.
It involved John Landis. It's going to be cringy.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's also got Arsenio Hall, Carrie Fisher,
mm-hmm.
and Kelly Preston. There's quite the cast in that.
Yeah.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to Sandra and Rick Green. Happy 30th, you two.
Happy anniversary.
You guys
get some pie.
Yes. Get on over to Misty's. Get yourself some pie and joy. And when you get there, let them know that we appreciate them. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The YMCA Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids has been fined for violations that happened in June of this year. The Southwood County YMCA was charged with 16 violations by the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families during the month of June that totaled $1,500. The prohibited actions included a staff member hitting a child, force-feeding a child after badgering them to try the food, and threatening and yelling at a child. The incidents took place in the Early Learning Center that cares for children aged 6 weeks to 7 years old. The YMCA is not appealing the decision. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are celebrating the state's effort to fund quality infrastructure in all corners of the state and especially in rural communities. The recent budget includes $100 million for the Local Road Improvement Program and $150 million for the newly created Agriculture Road Improvement Program. Wisconsin's $104.8 billion ag industry depends on sound infrastructure. Investments in roads and bridges in our state will help agriculture and all of Wisconsin's freight-dependent industries be more competitive. The average gasoline prices in Wisconsin fell 9.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $3.57 per gallon. The national average has also fallen 4 cents, which is the first time in weeks. Analysts at Gas Buddy say the drop may be short-lived. One of the nation's largest refineries was forced to partially shut down after a fire at a storage tank. We could see further disruption of gas supplies with more tropical activity. Refinery issues continue to put upward pressure on wholesale gasoline prices. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is already planning for Halloween with their WRPD Haunted Walkthrough. They're inviting businesses and organizations to participate in the event taking place on October 28th. Visit their Facebook page to fill out a form to participate. This family-friendly event will take place from noon to 3 on October 28th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We hope you're having a good flow day. A good kind of day.
Good flowing day.
Different way
flows
to word.
Flows from one moment to the next.
Yes. Probably a better way to word that. Probably a good... Just jumping into a conversation.
That's right, all it is. Yeah, you know.
And I apologize if we end up angering anybody or offending anyone with this next conversation, but we do not shy away from topics around here.
That's right.
That is something that WFHR has done in its 80-plus year existence, and we're not going to start now.
Hard-hitting news coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Next on A Current Affair. No, I'm just kidding.
Picklegate.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Picklegate. Why do pickle jars almost never include the word pickles? Why is nobody talking about this?
Man.
I did not see any news outlets leading with this story today. None. Hmm. Here's a weird thing you've never noticed. Someone on TikTok pointed out that jars of pickles almost never have the word pickles on the label. Most big brands like Clausen and Vlasic say things like kosher dill spears or bread and butter slices, but the word pickles is nowhere to be found.
Interesting.
TikTok is calling it Picklegate. And people have been offering up explanations. One theory was it has to have specific ingredients to be called a pickle. Another was that all sorts of foods can be pickled, so maybe it's not allowed because it's so vague. One person even joked that in order to be called pickles, they need to be from the pickle region in France.
The champagne argument.
That was good. I like that one.
That's pretty good. But it turns out none of those are right. Someone asked the big pickle brands to comment, and the real reason is they just don't think it's necessary.
Oh, really?
Shockingly, everybody did the thing I do with this. They overthought it. It's Occam's razor, baby. It's the simplest answer. It's a glass jar, and you can see the pickles inside.
And if you don't know what a pickle is, well, that's on you.
We've already lost you. If you don't, we've already lost. Vlasic said there's limited space on the label, so they prefer to, quote, clearly communicate the form and flavor inside each jar. Clausen and other brands basically said the same thing. Grillo's Pickles is one of the only big brands that does use the word pickle on its jars. Their VP of branding said even he never noticed other companies shy away from it, though.
So, in other words, it wasn't that big of a deal. Really wasn't. Okay.
Would you say it's not that big of a dill?
No.
A dill.
Wow.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No,
thank you,
stop.
Everybody.
No.
No, 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 you're too kind.
No.
Thank you.
Please, you're going to get us in so much trouble, man.
Well, and like Milwaukee's, they don't have to put it on the label because it's in their jingle.
Yeah, right.
Milwaukee pickles, best tasting under the sun.
I'm looking at Gedney. It's the Minnesota pickle.
Oh, okay. Nice.
They don't have it on theirs either. Wow. How about that?
This is so wild to me. And this is one of those things that I actually we don't do this at all. But I'm going to give a tip of the hat to TikTok on this one because my life hasn't been changed or altered knowing this. I love knowing this. I'm going to every time I go past pickles now, I'm going to be looking for this and everything.
I'm going to start a pickle company.
Yes.
And be as like as proper as possible. Mm. So it'll be something like Harry's pickled cucumbers.
Nice.
Yeah. Because that's what they are, basically, yes, right? Yes, yeah, that's yes. what those
Harry's
are.
Fermented in vinegar. Yes. Fresh from the garden.
Cucumbers. There you go.
Yes.
That's all the label is. It's just block letters, just that in there.
I'm taking all my money and investing in your company. Yes, yes.
James is a poor businessman.
Very, very bad. Very bad.
Well, and just to be, you know, journalistic integrity and all that, it does actually say pickles on Milwaukee's.
Oh, it does? Oh, it does.
Most of the jars say, yeah, Milwaukee's dill pickles, baby dill pickles. I mean, they do say pickles.
Mm.
Let's, as always, with everything we, if our mics are on, the phone lines are open, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
424-2600. Let's look at this from a marketing aspect, because I think this is brilliant, and I think it's actually something that is incredibly insightful, knowing your audience and appreciating, respecting your audience, while also like using your space well. Yeah. It's such a great point. There isn't a ton of space on labels.
That's true.
And I think that a lot of labels overcrowd. What were you going to say, Melissa?
Okay, but why would Vlasics put on theirs kosher dill holes?
Yeah, that ain't right.
Whoa!
W-H-O-L-E-S, so like the whole pickle as opposed to spears or chips.
Should I be offended by that? No.
You might. Can you say that on the radio? I don't know.
I feel like there's something wrong about that. I just can't put my finger on what.
Weird feeling. Don't say that again. Just me feel weird.
I would like to see more companies like take this and do something like this where you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what we're selling. This is water, okay? I don't have to tell you that this is water. And using that space for other things that could be more valuable to the consumer. Mm. I've actually heard the argument many times from people that they would like the ingredients label on the front.
That would be cool.
And I think with
and not in tiny print that you can't hardly read.
Right. Well,
there's got to be something done about that.
Yeah.
I've wondered since I was a kid why they can get away with that. Why companies, and it's the same thing with reading the fine print stuff, like how businesses and companies can get away with that. And I've learned a lot more about it as I've gotten older.
Right.
But it just because I've learned about it still don't make any sense to me.
Or make it right for that matter. Yeah.
That's a great point, Melissa. We're going to get into paper straws and plastic straws when we come back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But first I have to mention there is a Warheads sour dill pickle, guys. Ooh. Warheads.
Whoa. Ooh. Wait. So... It's the pickle is flavored like Warheads, or it's a Warhead
it's, candy it's Warheads like pickles brand pickle.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I didn't know they did that.
That's pretty interesting.
I didn't know they
actually.
Should do that. Should they do that? I don't know.
Extreme sour.
Yeah. Jeez. I kind of like that. That ain't right, sorry.
It could be.
Sorry, you got me looking at pickle labels.
At pickles now, man.
Tell you?
Well, Picklegate's going to do that to a lot of people, it turns out.
Yeah. Yep. Paying attention to pickles.
We'll take a break.
Treading a line here.
real quick, I didn't even think to ask this. Are you guys pickle people? Do you like pickles? Melissa, do you like pickles?
Yeah, I like pickles.
I thought so.
A lot of different kinds of pickles. I like the refrigerator pickles that my grandma used to make that are like the chips, I guess would be the technical term.
Yeah.
Slices. I like the sandwich slices, so where they're the long slices of pickle, because it goes really good on a sandwich, obviously. Mm-hmm. Only ones I really don't like are the sweet ones.
Yeah, bread and butter. I'm with you. I like sour dill myself.
Yeah. Dill is my go-to.
Yep.
Yeah. I like pickles, but to no surprise to anybody, I usually like them solo. I don't like them really with anything like that. I don't feel like I don't taste the pickle, or if it's a certain type of pickle, I taste more pickle than meat. I just want like these things separate in my taste buds. Mm. So I'm weird.
I know, they go really good on a fried chicken sandwich.
You know what
though?
I enjoy is James explaining why he's picky about food.
I get so defensive.
You know?
Nobody needed that information. And I get so darn defensive. It's my family's fault. I'm going to blame it on them. That I can't go 2 seconds into describing or saying something without defending it.
And Melissa's like, oh, that's cool. He doesn't like pickles with stuff. He's like, no, I must explain why.
See, actually, when I was a child, this one thing.
Scared by a pickle.
Everything's got to be so darn like deep. And bad meeting, like get over it, man. Just stop being so darn serious.
We love you. We love you, man.
I'm very lucky for that. Taking a break, coming back, talking straws when we come back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Bandana, check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
A little Everclear to play us into the break.
Do you ever live in Santa Monica?
Not live, but I spent a lot of time in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and they love this song.
I'll bet they do.
They really do. They love Everclear out there. They're a big California band. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Seth, Melissa, and James here hanging out with you. And we're talking straws right now, everybody. A new study found that paper straws might not be that eco-friendly after all.
Oh, dear.
Researchers in Europe tested straws from 39 different brands, and 90% of the paper straws had forever chemicals linked to health issues like cancer. They tested 20 different types of paper straws, and 18 of them contain low levels of forever chemicals that don't break down in nature. It's not just a paper straw problem, though. They also tested plastic straws, and 75% of those had forever chemicals, too. So did 80% of bamboo straws and 40% of glass straws. In other words, forever chemicals are just everywhere now. So even things made of paper aren't exactly good for the environment. Plastic straws are still bad for some for other reasons, though, and a much bigger threat to plastics and animals, to plants and animals, plastics are. The study did find one type of straw that doesn't have forever chemicals. None of the reusable stainless steel straws tested positive.
Oh.
There we go.
So I think that one thing to take from the article, if you're not already doing this in your home life, I think using those metal straws is really the way to go.
Yep.
It's one more thing in the dishwasher, or washing, you know.
Right.
What am I saying? I've never used a dishwasher in my life. I am the dishwasher. It's one more straw, one more thing for me to clean, but I'm okay with that. You had me at forever chemicals. You lost me with that.
Right.
I real quickly want to get ahead of something. Because there is a type of person out there that is going to hear this and immediately throw their hands in the air. Well, none of it's worth it then. Then why were we doing any of this? I'm going back to plastic straws, blah, blah, blah. Because, for one, it's easier for them. They've been waiting for the cop-out. And I find that very lame and sad, but to each their own. What I want this to be for most of us, hopefully, what it should be to our society is, okay, this sucks. We got to learn from this. How do we make these straws better? We've got a lot of drinks out there that we sell at a lot of different businesses.
Yeah.
We've got to figure this out. How are we going to master this? How are we going to master the straw? And especially if we can master the straw, who knows what that leads to? Who knows what other things that can help? Very similar to, when it comes to, taking a vaccine. Vaccines are incredibly vaccines are safer than anything you put in your almost anything you put in your body. Like any,
sadly,
any food you're eating at a fast food restaurant hasn't been tested nearly as much as a vaccine has. Any over-the-counter medication you take has not been tested nearly as much as a vaccine. Mm. Even the COVID vaccine, which was rolled out in record-breaking time, was tested more than any kind of thing you put in your body easily. That's
well,
not just
because it had been under development for longer than the amount of time that it rolled out.
Yeah. So I, when it comes to these things, this is, look, we're making the boat while we're on the water, people. Mm-hmm. This is stuff that we got to figure out as we're going through it. We don't have time to just sit back and say, well, we tried and that's it. And we just go back to doing what we were doing since the 50s and all that and everything.
Right.
Okay, this sucks. We got to figure this out. You know, nobody likes forever chemicals and all that. And go from there. By the way, that's what they really, like the new horror, like they're missing the beat with the horror movie genres. Like they keep trying to come up with new horror characters and all that. Forever chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try reality.
Yeah. That's scary.
No, that's too scary. That's the problem. That's why.
Yeah, it is exactly. But that's the real question here, though, is why are we still allowing these things to be made and put in our products? And put in our water and becoming such a part of, like, they're finding microplastics in, you know, our bodies, inside our internal organs. Let's look at this, figure it out, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be, you know, as much plastic as I am water.
That would be bad. That would be very, very bad. Yeah. Wow. I guess the hot dog beer guy was right.
Yeah.
We turned food. All straws are made out of hot dogs.
Yep,
there.
Yeah, apparently. Now, how about those? Do those got any chemicals? Maybe he was onto something.
Maybe that's the only thing. Of course, it was a hot dog. We don't know what's in there.
Oh, that is very true.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Okay. Yeah.
But you can get those edible straws at like the smoothie place there in Rapids. They have.
Oh, yeah.
They're made like out of an edible sugary.
Like a sugary
something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not hot dogs.
I've always liked bamboo straws. That's just angers me that even bamboo straws. Like that one angered me a little bit. So hot dog guy is one thing. Did we all have this right as kids, though? Did we always have the
with
perfect
the Twizzlers?
Yes, Melissa, my people. Love you, Mel. Love you. Yes, we had this already figured out as kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
We could kids have fixed so this a long time ago.
Let's make all straws Twizzlers. Yep.
There we go.
And there are places that are using the noodles, the pasta with the holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
The long ones. I don't know. I haven't seen them a whole lot because they're not as common around here.
I would think in some ways a longer rigatone noodle would work because it's a stronger noodle. It's
would last longer. Yeah.
It's shorter, though. It's stubby, so I don't know that part wouldn't work.
You know, I thought pasta, that's actually pretty good because, you know, if anyone who's made pasta, it takes, you know, to soften it up, you got to boil it for
it
a decent amount of time.
It takes a while for it to break down,
I am in favor of more pasta in society. I will back
he's on the pro pasta ticket there.
Noodles are biodegradable. And you can compost them.
Or,
there you go.
Radical. How about no straws?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Just drink out of a cup. Whoa!
I don't.
Sorry.
I'm not a straw person. I'm just not a straw person. I've never really liked using straws.
So, well, there you go. Maybe we should just gradually phase them out, you know? Just say, we don't need straws anymore. We can just... Just drink
do
right
they still?
The
I haven't been to McDonald's in a while, but they were doing without them for a while. Are they still?
Mm-hmm. Like they still have one. They still have cups that you can go without straws. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're completely plastic. They're not really helpful. Yeah.
Right.
No, let's take a caller and see what they got on their mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
You guys are missing the boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
On the straw thing. Mm-hmm. Now there was a local establishment a couple years ago on their with their Bloody Marys, they were using beef sticks.
Now there's an option.
There you
go. There's an option. Yes, I'm with this. Yes, this is the adult version of the Twizzler. That's what this is.
Because that's better than a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Way better. Yeah.
Better than a hot dog.
And more durable, I think. You know, that the Audi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little stronger. Yeah.
That's not bad. That is not bad. as always, our callers, the smartest callers in radio. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you. All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation anytime. That is, I forgot
what
about that.
What do you use as a straw?
Yes, yes.
Well, I think this is a whole marketing gold mine here. Yes. I think you do different straws for different kinds of drinks and that sort of thing. I mean, the sky's the limit, okay? Mm. Come up with edible straws.
Let's get into this one as we're getting ready for the break. Take it to the top of the hour. So if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to work at it. That's according to peak performance coach named Greg Hardon, whose clients include Tom Brady and Michael Phelps. He just wrote a book that came out this month called Stay Sane in an Insane World. And gave us a couple of things here that we can do to kind of like, you know, be our best selves.
Okay.
And we're going to go over these and tear them apart. No. Let's take a look at these real quick.
All right.
Like, discover the power of breathing. He says it sounds simple, but it's underrated. Start by taking 5 deep, slow breaths. Breathe in and hold. Then as you exhale, think about letting go of all your stress and anxiety. You want to try this? You guys want to try this one? All right. So, start taking your taking 5 deep, slow breaths. Okay, hold it. And exhale. And all that stress and anxiety is gone. Now you're completely calm.
Oh, Melissa's gone? She's not on the show anymore?
No.
Hey!
my stress is still there. Darn it.
We didn't take 5 breaths yet.
Oh,
apparently I don't disappear until you breathe 5 times, Seth.
Got to get them all in.
Do I have to look in the mirror maybe when I'm doing that? I don't know.
We got to take a call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. You're getting back to the pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I have a jar of Famous Dave's pickle chips, and it says pickle chips on there.
Oh! Okay.
Nice. Right. Those are good ones, those too. Are,
Famous Dave's,
They're very good, but I just thought I'd tell you that there is a pickle name on there.
All right.
Good.
Thank you for that. That is some reporting you just did right there.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you for that. Nice work. You have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was great. 424-2600.
Those pickles specifically, once you eat all the pickles that are in there, I like to take and just throw other things in the brine that's left over.
Ooh.
And then, you know, like onions or garlic or even more pickle, you know, cucumbers.
More cucumbers.
Yeah. And then you have instant refrigerator pickles. They're so good.
No, I miss Famous Dave's. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
I love Famous Dave's. Anyway.
Taking another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I never use a straw.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, these people, some restaurants have them in a bucket, unwrapped, and how many hundreds of waitresses dig in that bucket with their hands?
Ooh. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, but you might be better off just avoiding those straws for more than just PFAS and everything. Yeah, that's a good point. I appreciate the call, sir. You have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's a good point. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Continuing to look at this list. Discover the power of breathing. That is a good one. Breathing is one is what we talked about this last week a little bit. It's something that we don't pay enough attention to, it seems like. We just assume that we do normally or do right, and there's things that you could do to maybe improve your breathing, which hopefully improves every aspect of your body.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about that this weekend as we're driving up north and talking about how if you breathe when you're trying to remember something, it actually helps it stay in your memory better.
Nice.
That's a great point.
More
that's
oxygen
something
to
I
your
forget
brain,
about.
Maybe.
Yeah, I forget about me. I forgot about it because I'm not breathing well enough.
See, that's it.
So he's got like 6 things here, but just for time's sake, they're all stuff like give 100% 100% of the time, master yourself, things that you've heard life coaches talk about forever.
Yeah.
There is one thing, though, I do want to incorporate here or put in here as number 6 on his list. Realize it's perfectly okay to not be perfect.
Okay.
Give 100% always, but never expect perfection. And remind yourself that your job is what you do, not who you are.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a little good piece of advice.
I've never heard anything like that from a life coach before, and I really like that self-realization. I like the idea of that everything is not perfect, and it's madness to try for that. It's madness to expect that. It's okay to try for it. Mm-hmm. I have gone into every single show I have ever done trying to have the perfect show, give the perfect performance. I can tell you all how many times that's happened. Zero.
None.
Zero. It just is impossible, but I strive for it with every performance I will give for the rest of my life. I do it with radio. I do it with every type of performing I do. I don't believe I've ever done a perfect one because I think it's actually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're only human.
That's part of what I love about it, though. I love the challenge. It doesn't frustrate me. It doesn't anger me. It encourages me. It inspires me. It makes me want to, tomorrow when we do this show, I want to do a better show. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday's show is going to be even better than Tuesday's.
Nice.
And Wednesday's show, you know, and keep going. Just keep doing that. That's I live my life that way. And it can be a little frustrating if you get focused on the perfectionism. But if you tune that right, I think that you can really find, not only do you enjoy your day, but you enjoy aspects of your day more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I don't know if it's on the list there, James, or not, but something you were just kind of referring to there, self-reflection, you know, that's for me, that's about as important as any of these other things.
True.
You know, just self-awareness that you touched on, and, you know, just find out what you're internally thinking about, because, you know, sometimes you don't realize, you know, if, especially when you're dealing with, you know, kinds of like psychological issues, mm-hmm. depression and that sort of thing, that can be very helpful, in my opinion.
Yep. And don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Just remember that you are the package for your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
it
yeah,
gets you yeah. gets you everywhere that you go to be you.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we just turned into life coaches, guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll bill you for the hour.
I was just going to say, for $9.99, you can get monthly.
The morning shows. Oh, that's a terrible idea.
What not to